Now, if you've been with us over the last number of weeks and maybe even months now, you'll know that we've been looking at some of the old Mr. Men characters and thinking about some lessons that we can draw from them, from the Word of God. So there's another one here this morning. Not sure if anybody knows who this is. Any of our young people? Or older folk, perhaps? Maybe Mr. Men aren't something that young people read any longer. They've been on the go for a little while. Anybody know who this is? Mr. Silly. Okay, Mr. Silly, who lived in Silly Land, and everything that Mr. Silly did was silly. I think it was one of the first books that I ever remember reading for myself, Mr. Silly. I don't know if that was a foretaste of things to come or not, but there are many silly people in our world, and people do the most foolish and silly of things. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ warned us that we have to be very careful about who or what we call foolish. He said that those who call their brother a fool can be in danger of hellfire. So it's a very solemn thing to refer to someone as being a fool or being foolish. But the Bible itself addresses certain people as being like Mr. Silly, or being very foolish indeed. And I want to look just very briefly at some of the foolish people or some of the Mr. Sillies that are found in the Bible. For example, we read in Psalm 14, verse number 1, "The fool hath said in his heart that there is no God." And so the Bible would tell us that those who declare and say emphatically, "No God," or "No God for me," are being very silly or being very foolish. Now, some of the people today who are still at school or college or university, I'm sure you've come across people, maybe in your class or maybe that you run about with, and they might make statements like, "Sure, there is no God." That's a very foolish thing. And whenever people say things like that to me, "Oh, sure, there's no God," I always ask them a question. How do you know? Try that sometime. Whenever somebody says, "Sure, there's no God," you just ask them, "Oh, is that right? How do you know?" And make them give you an answer. And you'll always discover that they don't know that there's no God. And eventually they'll have to come and say, "Well, I don't believe that there's a God, so it's faith." Or if somebody says, "Sure, the world is billions and billions of years old, and there was a big bang, and then there was a swamp, and then there was a little thing crawled out of the swamp and became a monkey, and we evolved from the monkeys," you just ask them, "How do you know?" And they'll eventually have to say, "Well, I don't know, but that's what I believe." Very foolish. Very silly to make statements like that if you don't really know. But the Christian can say, "I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Then Proverbs 12 says in verse number 15, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes." The way of the fool or the way of Mr. Silly is right in his own eyes. And the Bible talks about people who just do their own thing and they don't like to listen to counsel or advice, maybe from people who know better, maybe from parents who have lived a little bit longer or grandparents or people that are in authority, or they maybe don't like to listen to the Word of God and they're so convinced that they're right and everybody else is wrong. The Bible says that that is very silly. And that is very foolish. And then somebody else that the Bible says is foolish, Proverbs 10:18. "He that uttereth slander," or "he who spreads gossip," is a fool. Very foolish thing to gossip and to spread rumors and slanders, things that maybe aren't true about somebody else. It's going to cause maybe a lot of heartache and pain and sadness for them. The Bible says that that is very foolish. And then we read about a man in the Bible called Abner. Now, Abner had done something in his past And he was being chased and pursued by somebody who wanted revenge, but there was a city of refuge. And if Abner had gone into that city, he would have been kept safe. But he stopped just a step or two outside of the city's gates. And then that person from his past caught up with him and stabbed him in the back, and Abner died. And then Abner, whenever he was being laid to rest, David, the king of Israel, made a statement, and he said, "Died Abner as a fool dieth." Now that's a very solemn thing to say at a funeral, but he says Abner did something very foolish, very stupid, and very silly. If he had just taken a couple more steps inside the gates into the city, he would have been safe, but he came so far and then he stopped short and he was killed, and it was foolish. And maybe some of you are just as foolish, and you know that Jesus Christ could save you, and you know that someday you're going to have to leave this world, and you know perhaps that someday your past is going to catch up with you, but it's a foolish thing not to go all the way with God and to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Then we read about another fellow in Scripture in Luke 12:20, who boasted that he had plenty of goods laid up for many years. He'd worked hard, he'd got a good living, he's going to build bigger barns, and he's going to kick up his feet and lie back and say, "I'm going to take it easy, I'm going to be eating, drinking, going to be merry." And God said to him, "You're a fool, because this night your soul shall be required of you." And he wasn't ready to go out into eternity. Very foolish. The Bible calls us to be wise. It says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And whenever the Lord Jesus preached at the Sermon on the Mount, he finished by giving an illustration of two men. They were both builders. One was wise because he listened and he built his house upon a rock. And the Lord says, that's like the man who hears my sayings and does them. And then he says, but there's also a foolish builder, probably building the same type of house, but the foundation was all wrong. He built his house upon the sand, and then whenever the floods came and the rains came and beat upon the house, it fell. He's like the person who hears, but does not do. So the challenge is today, are we willing not just to listen to the word of God, but to be obedient and to do what God wants us to do?